We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Ukraine faces another funding hurdle. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for tuning in. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is looking for financial support. He failed to get immediate backing in Washington for a $61 billion military aid package. Now, Zelensky has turned his attention to the EU, where, in Brussels today, European leaders are locked in a tense meeting about financial and political support. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is threatening to veto a multi-million dollar package to Ukraine and halt talks that could see Ukraine joining the EU. Speaking earlier, Viktor Orban said it wasn't in his country's interests or those of the EU.
The government's stance at present is that Ukraine's fast admission to the European Union would have unpredictable consequences. Ukraine's fast lane accession does not serve the interests of either Hungary or the European Union.
Viktor Orban there. The BBC's Europe editor, Danny Eberhard, is there.
It's basically a situation where there's 26 members of the EU that support Ukraine and support the opening of accession talks and also giving Ukraine some $50 billion of funds for long-term financial planning. But Viktor Orban seems to be holding out. Basically, he says the Commission, in assessing whether Ukraine is ready for accession talks to start, said that 3 out of 7 conditions weren't fulfilled. Viktor Orban has problems, for example, with the way Ukraine treats its Hungarian minority. He says it's a country obviously at war, a country with problems with corruption. So he says that basically this decision needs to be put off.
Danny Eberhard reporting. Now, let's do the numbers. The Bank of England and other central banks in Europe are making decisions on interest rates today, so watch out for them. Meanwhile, New Zealand's economy surprisingly slowed by 0.3% in the third quarter after forecasts were predicting 0.3% in growth. The ex-head of BP won't be getting a $40 million payout. Bernard Looney left the oil giant in September after the company said he wasn't completely open about past relationships with co-workers. With the details, here's the BBC's business reporter, Ben King.
Bernard Looney took the helm at BP in 2019. In July last year, he gave the BP board assurances about his past personal relationships with colleagues at the company. 3 months ago, he admitted that those assurances were not fully transparent and resigned. Today, the board said he knowingly misled them and dismissed him, bringing his 12-month notice period to a premature end. He will lose pay, bonuses, share options and pension contributions, dating back to the time he misled the board.
Ben King there. In a statement, Mr. Looney said he was proud of what he achieved at BP and was disappointed with how the situation had been handled. Top executives at Chinese real estate developer Country Garden are having their salaries slashed as the company continues to struggle with colossal debts. Back in 2016, Country Garden started a $100 billion project in Malaysia called Forest City for almost 1 million people. Fast forward 8 years, the company's drowning in debt and Forest City is virtually empty. The BBC's Nick Marsh reports.
I'm on the tip of Malaysia, driving south towards the coast, and there's something strange in the distance. A dozen tower blocks on the horizon. Locals call it Ghost City. In reality, it's a Chinese-built mega housing development, and it's where I'll be spending the night. And on first impressions, it's hard to believe that anyone actually lives here. Even in mid-afternoon, the long corridors in the towers are pitch dark. It feels more like a haunted house than a happy home.
No, it's not going to be long-term, definitely. Definitely. I think it's going to be...
Finding residence was a struggle, but eventually I met Joanne Kaur. She moved here from northern Malaysia and has been renting for the past 4 months.
Do you feel like it's a ghost town?
From what I've seen so far, yes. I would have to agree.
Yeah. Maybe you should try after 12. Take a stroll.
Country Garden Group builds a prime model of future city.
Forest City was a chance for people in China's aspirational middle class to invest in a second home abroad, which they could then rent out to locals here.
Forest City, a dream paradise for all mankind.
But the company behind the project, Country Garden, is facing debts of nearly $200 billion. Now, with cash drying up, Forest City is a surreal place. It's like visiting an abandoned holiday resort.
So I'm in the shopping mall now. Half of it's still basically just a building site. But in front of me, there's a kids' train. No one on it, and the driver is just doing endless loops around the mall.
Lonely around here. You're on your own. Yeah.
This is Nazmi Hanafia. He used to live in Forest City, but after 6 months, he decided to cut his losses and get out. He didn't even mind losing his rental deposit.
It's a multi-billion project. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to meet expectation, but it's frustrating.
Many millions in China have invested their life savings into projects just like this, and they'll be wanting some reassurance sooner rather than later. From southern Malaysia, I'm the BBC's Nick Marsh for Marketplace.
And finally, a woman in Australia has been charged with stealing a delivery truck filled with 10,000 Krispy Kreme donuts. The truck was found abandoned with the donuts ruined. Seems like there's a hole in that story. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.